Now, I know this is a question. I know you don't discuss politics on the podcast, but can you just tell us in a word what you think of the election? Well, I don't see how I can avoid a word. And in a word, it was a catastrophe. It's going to be 4 years of a government single-mindedly out to destroy America at home and weaken it abroad. And the result is going to be ever bigger government, although I think even after 4 years, it is too early to achieve complete totalitarianism. But there will be vastly increased government and vastly reduced military, if we project from current trends. And this I regard as the greatest threat to United States in its history. And if you read Dim, you'll see why I believe that this will prepare the apparatus for the all-powerful state. But because there is no morality or philosophic framework to tell people what to do, they will turn to the only possible alternative, some form of religion. And from this point of view, although this will be a secular administration, I see it as a big step forward for the ultimate victory of religion. Now, in years ahead, there's still going to be some Americanism left. There are still some American sense of life left, but how much is left, I don't know. I think from this election, I have to conclude that there is less left than I thought when I wrote my book. Romney has been criticized and legitimately criticized for his empty campaign. But on the other side, there is all those groups, which are either 47 or 50%, depending on who you listen to, who are simply being bought by the federal government. They do not care about any policies other than, am I getting my contraceptives? Am I getting my welfare, etc.? And those groups, if they are or are approaching a majority and are impervious to philosophy, it doesn't make any difference if some people, even a great many, have a subjective inner sense of another way of life if there's not enough of them and they don't know how to act on it. Now, I don't blame Hispanics, Asians, or other immigrants for voting so heavily for Obama. And I don't want to be taken that way. Because if you combine immigration with a welfare state, there is no possible way out except to attract people from all over that want those favors. The only way to avoid that would be open immigration without a welfare state. We are committed to a welfare state. There's nothing can be done about that. So in the act of immigration, as it stands now, we are increasing rapidly the number of the population that never shared American sense of life. How much is left? I wonder if Romney conducted a campaign that was essentially the principles that Reagan did, even objectivism, but a firm pro-American campaign like Reagan against a competitor, not like, who was it, Carter against Romney, but against somebody like Obama who tried to buy off the country, would he have won? And it's touch and go. I can't say that he would have. So I think in sum that this election was the worst political event ever to occur in the history of this continent. I think it was worse than the Civil War because that war, everyone knew that at the end, freedom and normalcy would return. But now we don't know that. We don't know that it won't, but we certainly don't know that it will. And for my further prediction, check out my book, The Dim Hypothesis. I'm sorry to be pessimistic, but that was quite a blow.